Welcome to the Plant Spirit Podcast on connecting with plant consciousness and the healing wisdom of nature. If you'd like to learn more on how to communicate directly with plants, visit www.learnplantlanguage.com to register for the free workshop. That's www.learnplantlanguage.com. I'm your host, Sarah Artemisia, and I'm deeply honored to introduce our next guest to the show today. Ruth Toledo Altshuler is a certified flower essence practitioner and creator of essence mentoring and essence circles. She's been in practice for more than 3 decades, mentoring individuals through deep emotional healing, integration, and empowerment. And she's the co-host of Flower Essence Alchemy. So Ruth, thank you so much for being here today. Such an honor to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So wonderful. Your connection with the essences, with the elements, with all life. It's so, so special. And it's interesting how at times different passages, quotes can arise and be very, very present on the day-to-day level. And we were talking earlier about this beautiful passage that you brought forward by Elton Karnak that has been really present today. And so I was wondering if we could actually start with that today.
Yeah. So this is what he says. In this wonderful cycle in which the waters of the rivers have become the sky, and the waters of the sky are from the river, respect water and learn its language. Let us listen to the voice of the rivers because they speak. Let us become water in matter and spirit, in our ways of moving about, and in our capacity to change course. Otherwise, we will be lost.
So powerful. How do you see that really connecting with the challenges that we're facing on the planet today and ways to move forward?
I think we are living a very, very crucial moment as a human species. Because we have uncoupled ourselves, we have kind of divorced ourselves from being part of the organism of the earth in such a way that we have become super exacerbated in our heads, but totally disconnected from that interconnectedness. That in some ways may have been also hijacked because we have a natural need for connection. And so we're kind of hijacked in connecting in all these other ways, but not in being this interconnected being that connects with everything and with life and with the earth itself. And as we move forward, if we want to become co-creators with life, to really bring regeneration to what we've been doing as far as the fabric of life, the only way we can really be active in this in a truly co-creative way is to reintegrate ourselves into this web of life, rather than being these separate beings that we have become. And so it's almost like an energy architecture that needs to change. And I see that the elements are such an important way through which every one of us, little kids, adolescents, young people, older people, every one of us have some kind of way that through the elemental world, through water, through the winds, through the breezes, through the touching of the earth, through the connection with the trees, with the plants, that triggers something that is alive in us, in every cell of our being, that we don't really function in that awareness. And it kind of activates those touching points in every one of us. into becoming interconnected again. And I also see the flower essences, the gem elixirs, the environmental essences at this point in time being such beautiful teachers for us and allies that with whom we can learn to receive, to be more embodied as well.
Yeah, that is incredible what you just shared there. The way how the elements are a way to activate these parts of the self, to reawaken them, help them come alive again, and to help reintegrate the self into the web of life, and how essences can really support with this. What is it about flower essences in particular, or how do you see flower essences really being pivotal connectors or pivotal ways of deepening in the understanding and awareness of that alive part of ourselves that maybe has been dormant for a while?
Well, flower essences are imprints of information from living plants. And living plants function in ways that are, they don't have kind of a central separate intelligence in the brain. They have an intelligence that is on every part of them, on the wholeness of them, and they have that fractal intelligence. And so through plants, we can actually receive templates of this wholeness. And any flower essence and all flower essence therapy does some of that. I remember when I was in the beginning of my practice and I worked and I had connection with a woman who was clairvoyant in a sense that she could see the energy and the light through people's bodies. And she said, you know, the people who come to me for flower essences, they seem to have more energy running through their legs. And I was really struck by what she said about that. And I realized, well, that was embodiment, that the essences were really a gentle and beautiful invitation for coming into their bodies. So that's one of the ways that I see, but also, of course, the archetypal gesture and message that each unique plant has. When we have a yearning to resonate with something that will very specifically touch what we're processing or more blocked around, etc., that specific flower essence can really bring the awareness of the wholeness of that state and with its polarities, but the wholeness of that state. Yeah.
I love that. The fractal intelligence piece. I feel that so deeply, how through plants we can receive templates of wholeness, how they provide the essences in particular, provide a gentle invitation to come into embodiment. I mean, these are all things the world is so hungry for right now. I feel like the entire planet is so thirsty for this, for us humans to be able to start doing this in a intentional way, that this is the invitation right now. And earlier, we were talking about how to align with nature. You were sharing how an uprooted plant does not regenerate. And so really this invitation right now to learn how to refind the roots. And I'm curious if there's any specific practices with essences you could share to support this, or even just any specific essences that you've worked with really support with this aspect of the grounding, the rooting, coming back into the body, bringing the awareness, awakening the awareness in the body.
Yeah, well, that is something, it's actually part of what I'm going to be sharing in the alchemy event, and along with my colleagues as well. So, but I would love to expand a little bit more here on this. It's one thing that has been a very important part of my own personal healing, having had to do a whole transmutation of my bonding wounds. And in my own process of healing, when I worked around through my bonding wounds, one of the things that I did was to choose to bond with the earth as my mothering cradle. And by finding that connection of feeling that the earth was really holding me, this was very important and very healing in my own journey. And now, as I work with the people that I've been working with as clients of fluorescence therapy at this time, I'm seeing very frequently in very different situations, like some people have had major trauma, sometimes even birth trauma, which was also my case, but also the kind of education, the kind of deforestation, we're going to talk about that later, that they've experienced, made them come into this earth in ways that they're kind of not ever rooted and sometimes really kind of going out of their bodies. And so I find in my practice that a lot of people need these energies to support. And I'm using not only flower essences, but also gem elixirs. So one of the things that I'm finding is that some of the gem elixirs, like the Alaskan gem elixir of green tourmaline and smoky quartz, for instance, that has this thing of the tourmaline bringing that interconnectedness so that we can exchange energy with the living world and with Earth itself, with the matrix of the Earth itself, and the smoky quartz for the release. This has been very often coming up in the formulations that I prepare for my clients, but also some flower essences that can heal that first connection with embodiment. One of them, for instance, is the Dune Primrose that is prepared by FES and is made from a plant that grows in the desert and is in the fireweed family. And this family is one of those families that has this great ability to connect with the networks under the ground. But it's also very much a plant that helps to restore the environments, to restore when the environments are very affected and disrupted. And the Dune Primrose, it opens at night and stays open in the morning, and is one that helps when the incoming baby in the first perinatal periods of life has had a disruptive experience and felt completely abandoned and completely left behind, either by the spiritual realm or even the fact that they're coming out of the womb and suddenly they're in this metal materials or whatever, you know, cold or being spanked or whatever too. And when there is that, June Primrose is very, very healing for that sense of, okay, I've never been really isolated and separate. I can feel held and I can feel my integration, my togetherness. I'm being cared for. I'm supported. So that's one. I also love the lady's mantle. Being in the rose family and having that beautiful ability to have the water drops and the dew drops so beautifully on their leaves, and these green chartreuse flowers. And that one I feel is almost like the mantle of the earth saying, please come, I'm holding you and I'm receiving you and I'm nurturing you, and you can count on me and my caring, gentle embrace. But at the same time, this is also one that for those who want to be part of the regeneration of Gaia, which is a word that I'm borrowing from my Brazilian tribes and group circles of people that have coined this term, I feel that the lady's mantle helps us connect with us being able to be agents that offer that healing also through our hands and through our hearts and through our messages, like the work that you do. So, and there are many others, but I'm just mentioning these three as a beginning for this conversation.
Amazing. Yeah, that whole aspect of wholeness, that is the theme I hear in all of those, is how it's so interesting how we're living in this time where the mirrors of the external environment, we are now in a time on the planet where so many of the mirrors in the external environment are reflecting a state of fragmentation. And what I'm hearing and what you're sharing is that these amazing plants help to reflect back a state of wholeness so that we can then access that state of wholeness in ourselves. And not only that, but then further, like with Lady's Mantle, what you're sharing, further support the regeneration of Gaia through our hands and our hearts coming from a state of wholeness. This is so important. This is so beautiful. It's so what is needed. So what is needed for this time. And you were sharing also that you'll be diving more into this in the Flower Essence Alchemy event. And so I was curious if you could share more about that. What is the event? How can people find out about it? And what all will we be covering in the event?
Yeah, well, we have, as a co-creative trio in the School for Flower Essence Studies, we felt inspired to bring forth an event that brings the elements and the alchemical aspect of flower essence therapy. And we invited 12 speakers, and we're going to have two live panels, two interactive live panels. So it's going to be like a full week of conversations around this. And a lot of it brings in this whole thing of how our ability to bring in elemental qualities through the essences have this power to help us transmute this separation and bring more of that integration internally. And as we become integrated beings with the whole that we are part. So this is going to be an event that's going to bring many facets of this discussion. Also, we're going to provide these live events in which there's going to be this opportunity, and you are one of our speakers in the panels. So that's going to be wonderful because people will have the opportunity of asking questions, especially questions around preparing combinations of essences and how to combine the plant essences, the gem elixirs, the environmental essences that bring these energies from places, these potent elemental energies, to activate the formulas and how we can work with all of this. Yeah.
Amazing. Yes, that aspect of collaborating with the different energy of the different places, of the different plants, that this could be so supportive in whatever our goals are, whatever we're feeling called to do in our life's work or heal within ourselves, that the essences are so supportive in this. So personally, I am very excited for the Flower Essence Alchemy event to both, of course, take part in it and also listen and witness and learn all of this amazing, pertinent, it feels so potent to this time that we're at planetarily right now, of really connecting in with the elements and recognizing how can the elements help support and inform our work right now. So yeah, thank you so much for sharing that. And you know, one of the things that you were also speaking to earlier, of course, how the elements are one of the ways of connecting and connecting through the body, through the touch points that we have with nature. And this aspect of what you shared earlier about how this inner reforestation is really necessary right now. And there was this passage that you shared with me earlier today. Would love to just share a little bit of that with folks now. And then if you could share more about that. An inner reforestation is necessary, and to reforest the inner life is to break an entire vicious cycle. It's opening new doors for your ancestry to heal through you. It's discovering a life with more purpose and joy. Those who reforest themselves reforest the world. The spirit of the forest is alive in you, and may you hear the call. And so this is from Lorena Shakini, and just feels so pertinent to the times right now. And so I'd love to hear more about this, what you'd love to share.
Yeah, I think one of the things is it's a time that we are living that for many of the sensitive individuals who are oftentimes our people, the people who are drawn to flower essences and other subtle approaches to healing and consciousness, so often they feel, I don't want to be in this planet. I want to go away. I don't want to be here. And at the same time, we're in this wondrous place. It's amazing planet that we live in. And so it's just, it's tearing us inside how we're suffering with these processes that we're having to bear within our hearts. And so coming home to Earth is an invitation in which we can find a pathway that's purposeful for all of us to move into and to move more deeply into. So that's one of the things that I would really like to convey. And so when we're talking about this internal deforestation, it's like we've created so many ways of insulating ourselves from the natural world. So we have all these layers, especially in this culture in the United States, people are always in their cars. They don't walk, you know, they're always within these sealed environments, and everything is sealing us from being interconnected. And so the connection with the elements, when I talk about it, when I feel very strongly about this, I've been studying mitochondria and the origins of life. And I'm really aware of how in this symbiotic way that life emerged on Earth, every living being that is a multicellular being has the same kind of, almost every living being, all plants and all animals, including the human species, we all generate our energy for staying alive through mitochondria. And for, of course, plants through the chloroplasts that are that came through the same pathway that mitochondria came through. So these may be our touching points. And it's known now that, for instance, if someone starts to move their body and walk for just 1 week, it doubles the amount of mitochondria in the cells. Just 1 week of walking. And I imagine that walking outside and walking amongst the trees, it might be even more, you know. So I feel that the elements are the touch points that really help us remember that connectedness. And I feel that the flower essences and the gem elixirs can awaken those states of embodiment that allows us to do that in a very natural and organic way. I hope that answers your question.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I so resonate with what you were sharing about how folks who are more sensitive, there can be this tendency, or this world feels so intense. It's like, what is all this violence? Why? Like, why? Why are we going through these violent dramas all the time? It's ridiculous. And I felt that for many decades, actually, this experience of really just wanting to leave. And then it was through the plant path, through working with the plants, there was this experience of, oh no, the plants are inviting me home. They are inviting me home. And so this is a huge reason why I have dedicated my entire life's work to the plant realm, because through the plants, I have come home here. And that is the greatest gift. That is the greatest gift. And so I just love that you brought that up, how it's so amazing, this planet that we live in, the value of coming home to Earth and finding a pathway that's purposeful. It's like, yes, yes, absolutely. And how the plants can be so supportive in guiding this, in providing inspiration, in straight up collaborating together. And certainly, you know, our culture's dissociation from nature is a huge challenge. It's like, well, of course I didn't feel like I belonged. That experience of where are the touch points? Like, how am I connected with what is happening here? It's like, oh, through nature. Through nature, I'm connected with what's happening here. And I'm curious to hear, in your perspective, how has the dissociation of how our culture is dissociated from nature really blocked our creativity and ability to co-create solutions for our future? How do you see this playing out in the culture right now?
One of the things that I feel so potently within myself is that because of this dissociation from our bodies, we have even allowed our bodies to not remember how to give birth, for instance. And we cut ourselves, you know, and in Brazil, when I was having my kids, most in the social strata that I was in, most births were cesarean sections. Hardly ever people had natural births at that time. It was mostly, you know, fully medicalized planned births. And so that was something that, because I had this whole experience of healing embodiment, I was able to experience the fullness of embodiment through giving birth. And so I think that is something, it's kind of an experience that I've had, a very physical experience of how embodiment really helped me work with nature, allowing nature to run through me as I was giving birth to my kids without any anesthetics. And so that was just such a felt sense, fully embodied experience. And having had this and other experiences of feeling myself kind of at one with the elements, I'm so aware, and also having grown up in a milieu of very intellectual people who are very cerebral, and being one of those myself for a long time as I was growing up, what I am very aware is that you can't really collaborate with nature from a very mind separate from this full ability to really listen and receive and see the information from nature directly. And so it's not through our theoretical projections, we're really going on a path of self-destruction. However, the regenerative path is not yet being done in this truly collaborative way. It's still very much of a head thing. And so how can we help to model this awareness of being embodied and help all the kids to also not lose that ability to be embodied beings as they grow up, so that we can create in the same ways, finding the solutions that are alive and that are healthy for our planet and that are regenerative for our planet. And that's one of the concepts that I've heard in these conversations amongst some of these Brazilian circles, that, for instance, when you cut the roots of a plant, it might continue living. It will grow some leaves, etc., but it will not regenerate. So things that are unrooted don't regenerate. And more than that, it's not only the rootedness, it's the interconnectedness, but the rootedness is fundamental in that. Yeah. And so I think that the people who are helping to think our future technologies, et cetera, it's so important that they themselves become these fully embodied, resonant beings with the body of the earth, so that they can really be collaborators with Gaia. So that we can be collaborators with Gaia, all of us. Yeah.
Yeah, that is so key. So powerful too, what you just shared about how things that are unrooted don't regenerate. It's pretty spot on. It's like, that's not even metaphorical. That is a fact. So how can we look to nature as model to understand how to move forward on this planet? It's the plants are already doing it every single day. And so it's wonderful that we have this model all around us. So wonderful. So I'd love to hear more too about how you see flower essences in particular as being really crucial in helping to heal this separation.
Well, that's something that the green flowers speak very deeply to me. And some of the Alaskan green flowers are so special in terms of helping us through the heart expand that ability to listen. So there's this work on the rootedness that I think is fundamental, that there's this whole process with the elements that the whole body needs to come home to earth. But then there's this intelligence of the heart and this ability to perceive the living world, not so much through our intellect, but through our whole being. And so with the center in the heart, we can unite. We can have our legs on the earth and our minds, you know, up here, but then the heart being that uniting point. And so these green flower essences, especially some of these green flower essences that were initially researched by the Alaskan essences, like, for instance, the green fairy orchid, is a beautiful one that helps us refine that sense of oneness, and also that oneness with the feminine and the masculine aspects within ourselves. And so that's a beautiful one that helps to open up to this connection with nature, but also to this connection of with this oneness of all of the web of life. And there's also a few more, like there's the green bog orchid, when there are tensions in the heart that make it so difficult for us to open our hearts to nature. Or the Moschatel, that is a beautiful one that looks to the four sides and that has, it's very good for people who are workaholic and who take life too seriously and are very much on their intellects, to be more playful and more open, to really play with the elemental world and with nature. And also FES has one called the green rain orchid. And that is one that is very specifically for an approach that's very intellectual in this connection with the earth and bringing that to a more embodied state. And so this tiny little green orchid helping this openness to becoming aware of and listening and being with nature, learning with nature, not so much from this top up intellectual, but from an experienced, full embodied interconnectedness. Yeah.
So wonderful. Yeah, this theme of the of living life from a state of whole being, of the whole self. And I love how the green flowers can support with this. You're sharing there how the whole body really needs to come home to earth, to come home to the living world with the whole being. And two in particular you just shared really resonated with me, the green fairy orchid, how it helps us refine that sense of oneness with the web of life. And the Moschatel helping us to be more playful with the elemental world. Like, you bring those two together, you know, what magic can come out of that? So much magic could come out of that. And I'm curious to hear more too. You know, you've mentioned a couple of times this, like the young ones coming up who are creating the new technologies and things like this. What do you see as some helpful perspectives for the younger generations to support with healing this separation?
Yeah, I would say as they go through their lives, explore this connection with the elemental world in a special way. I see, like, for instance, my daughter used to love riding horses without even a saddle. And they're both, my daughter and my son, rock climbers. So they, you know, this whole being very present with nature, having activities, go out hiking. We used to go out and spend lots of time near the coast, and we used to take long walks, and this ability to walk barefoot at times when you can, and to really touch the earth, to really feel the elements, to really grow that intimacy with the elements of the earth. That, I think, is so important. Otherwise, people just stay too much in that heady thinking and projections and all of that, but it's all coming from only the intellect and not from this truly embodied felt sense. So I think, you know, just really practicing being connected with the elements, and possibly if you bring in the flower essences, that potentizes the experiences, but nature does it in itself. You don't need the flower essences, but if you bring that, that really informs your being on ways that you can do that in a more, even more wholesome way. And so I think it's our own reforestation as we're talking about how can we become more wild within ourselves? How can we reawaken that wildness that is still in us, that is crying to be present? And how can we bring up our children in ways that they also have the ability to stay alive in lots of what is part of their natural wildness? Yeah.
Yeah, to be present in the natural forest of the self. What would that feel like? What does that feel like? How amazing that really is when we tune the awareness to the fact that that does live inside of each of us. It's amazing.
I just want to add one piece that I think is so important with the flower essences. For many of us, being present within our bodies is difficult because once we come into our bodies, we feel the emotions that we didn't want to feel. And so we often go back to these survival strategies of being out of our bodies. And so that's one area where the flower essences are so helpful as well as other forms of approach, therapy approach, internal family systems. But I think the flower essences really, really help us be with the emotions that are there and process them and live, learn how to live with this diversity of feelings within us in ways that don't overwhelm us, and that we know how to master these inner parts of ourselves so that we become more whole inside. And I think that's one very important role that the flower essences play as well, because that is what will allow more of that fuller embodiment. Because oftentimes when that emotional healing has not been done, it's much more difficult to come fully back into our bodies. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much for bringing that up. How, of course, the emotional inner landscape can be a terrifying place to be embodied when it has not previously maybe been safe to really look at that, and how the essences, I really also feel that the essences, they are so supportive in helping to bring those shadows forward in a way that we can gently, compassionately look at them and heal them fully. That's so supportive, of course, with other complementary therapies like you were talking about, but that this is, it's so nice to have. What I experience with the essences is this quality of gentleness and integration in the lessons, and looking at sometimes what can be the really hard things that maybe, you know, we don't want to look at, but that they actually need to be faced so that we can actually move through them and heal and evolve into this next level of bringing the core aspect of ourself forward in this life, that the different traumas and things can be stifling of that aspect of the core self really coming forward and feeling safe to be fully expressed, and how the essences really support with gently healing that. So yeah, thank you so much for bringing that up. And yeah, I just love your connection with the flowers, with the plants, with the essences. And so tell us, Ruth, how can people find out more about your work and also about the Flower Essence Alchemy event?
There's two places. The Flower Essence Alchemy event can be found in the School for Flower Essence Studies. So it's called flowerescencestudies.com, and under events, and it's right there. And so that's an easy pathway there. And as far as my work, I have two websites. One is called Essence Mentoring, and it's a big overview of the different areas of work that I do. I do flower essence therapy, but also mentoring for practitioners. And I also have Essence Circles that has the courses that I teach. I teach a practitioner training and the FES practitioner training. And I also teach some other courses. And I also have a free circle every month that people can participate in, which we feature one plant archetype each month. And we all attune to that plant and we share our impressions. And then we send the qualities of the essence of that plant to the collective, to everyone who needs that energy in that moment. And so that's one way that people can begin experiencing some of my work if they are in a time zone that they can attend live.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Ruth. Just such a special experience to connect with you. And it's really amazing what you're doing, your work with the green ones, with the elements, with nature, with the web of life. So thank you. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Sarah, for all the work that you do as well.
And thanks so much for listening and joining us today on the Plant Spirit Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and please follow to subscribe, leave a review, and look forward to seeing you on the next episode.